The court's liberal majority didn't weigh in on whether the voting ban was legal under state law. A Racine County judge said it wasn't last year. Instead, the Supreme Court ruled former Racine County Republican Party chair Kenneth Brown didn't have legal standing to file his lawsuit in the first place. The majority opinion said that's because Brown wasn't personally affected when the Wisconsin Elections Commission dismissed his complaint alleging the ban violated state law. Brown was represented by the conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, which called the court's dismissal a sad day for Wisconsin. A statement from Democratic Attorney General Josh Call said the decision means in-person absentee voting remains widely available and won't be restricted unnecessarily. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.